Ernest Richardson, renowned as the resident conductor and principal pubs conductor of the Omaha Symphony, is highly regarded in the community for his outstanding contributions to the orchestra. Upon arriving in Omaha in the early 90s, he never anticipated that his stay here would extend for many years.
I thought I would be here for 3 or 4 years, and I'm now into my 30th year.
Richardson grew up in Baltimore.
My father is a violinist and a conductor also. I was under his training for years, of course. I went to school in the Midwest at Indiana University and University of Michigan. My first job in professional music was with the Phoenix Symphony, and I was there for about 10 years.
After many auditions, the Omaha Symphony chose him from about 300 applicants. He believes that alongside his efforts, the Omaha Symphony has provided him with the necessary resources, contributing significantly to the orchestra's growing national recognition.
It's really the sound of the orchestra that's so compelling. It's not so much the style as it is the sound. And whenever we do music that crosses cultures or crosses genre, it's really the sound of the orchestra that is compelling.
He emphasizes that the symphony was already commendable upon his arrival and has greatly improved even more over time, only with minimum changes.
But I think the main changes that we've really experienced is a shift towards increasing role of media in what we do. The orchestra has gotten better and better over time. More and more musicians have been added as full-time players, which makes a huge difference. So the artistic flexibility of the orchestra has been really stunning. And when you think about our schedule, we'll go from a major symphony like a Mahler symphony to a rock concert to a film concert.
Richardson recalls the time when technology had minimal involvement in concerts. However, a trend gaining popularity in orchestra performances involves synchronizing a movie projection with the symphony's live performance.
It's complicated, but it is something the orchestras around the country are doing. And I think the importance of popular music forms coming into what the symphony does has been one of the really signal changes in the way professional orchestras function in their communities.
Over time, Richardson only fell in love with the community.
I kept finding reasons to stay, not only because the orchestra was improving constantly, not only because we were creating new, really groundbreaking experiences in music making, so I could go to a different orchestra and do it, but we kept coming up with great ideas here. But in the end, I fell in love with this community. And I just didn't want to leave. There wasn't a good reason. I can guest conduct, I can have other orchestras, but I love this community. I love the role that this orchestra plays here, and it continues to inspire me.
From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.